The force of the blast was immense. Buildings around the site of the explosion left shattered. A whole street of vehicles turned into twisted wreckage. The car bomb's driver failed to get through a security barrier outside his apparent target, the police headquarters building. But the sheer explosive power severely damaged the headquarters and, opposite, a building housing Pakistan's spy agency, the ISI. A government official told reporters that at least four gunmen emerged from the car before it exploded and began shooting at the ISI building. Troops arrived on the scene, gunshots still being heard an hour after the blast. Amid the chaos, a man lay trapped in the rubble, his would-be rescuers unsure how best to free him. Elsewhere, the injured were carried across broken buildings to waiting ambulances. Local media showed what they said were images of alleged attackers being arrested, caught trying to rid themselves of weapons, attacked by angry crowds as they were taken away. Pakistani authorities had been worried that as their security forces battled Taliban fighters in the northwestern Swat Valley, there would be retaliation in a major city. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera.